Blog Talk Radio.
If it's Friday, then it must be time for the one and only 30JK. Right here, right now, on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your studio announcer, Bumper Morgan.
And now
your host,
Jason Kelly. That's right. Chill. Come on. Yeah. Let's go. Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Jason Kelly, and another Friday is here. So guess what that means? It's time to get on up. Welcome to 30JK of our Blog Talk Radio. I'm glad you're tuning in. Let's do this thing. Here it comes from the Project J KFX Studios in lovely Louisville, Texas. The hottest, hypest, and happiest half hour ever in your life is on the air. It's 30 minutes with Jason Kelly. And today, it's time for King of the Nation featuring Jocelyn D'Souza. And today's special guest, a lady who needs no introduction. But we'll get to it when she comes on the air right now. Suzanne Benavides Sutherland, come on down. You are on the JK right now.
Hey, what's up? How are you doing, Jason?
I am great. Thank you very much for hanging out with me today.
Well, thank you. Really, thank you for having me on. This is really cool. I've not done this before, so I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the voice of Suzanne, the singer responsible, as well as many other people who bring this to you. The name of the concert that you're bringing to us is entitled King of the Nations, correct?
Right, and it's written, actually, my friend Jocelyn D'Souza is the visionary composer, musician,
producer.
He's the father of the whole project, yes, and I'm one of the singers. He's a dear friend, he's an amazing talent, and I'm just excited about this. This is something new, and I want to tell you all about it. We can talk about it.
But first, ladies and gentlemen of 30JK Nation, we want to get to know Suzanne Sutherland a little bit better. So why don't we have the floor for you so you can talk about yourself to everybody listening right now?
Okay. Well, a little bit about myself. I am a native Dallasite, born and raised here. Just love it, and I've been in music my whole life. My dad is a musician, one of the Dallas Mariachis, and just was always influenced by different types of music since I was teeny-weeny. And have been involved in different music, you know, with different bands and different projects throughout my whole life. Yes, the Jackson 5 and the Osmonds, all those people were like big influences to me when I was a kiddo. But as I've grown, you know, just really blessed to be able to give back to everyone and just being part of the praise and worship at my church and being able to be to encourage others through music in with different projects. So it's I have two kiddos and just enjoying my life.
Hi, William and Sophie. I see you.
They say
3478.
Hey.
Yeah. Hey. 3478572310. 3478572310. Or you can log in to blogtalkradio.com/JKFX4Life. It's JKFX, the number 4, LIFE, all capital, all the word. You spread the word, and you know that's word. Ernest Colvin Band, Ever Praise Worship, led by Jay Pilkington of Hillcrest Church. Where is Hillcrest?
Actually, Hillcrest now is Antioch Church. It's in downtown Dallas. And just the band I was in, he was an original, he was a songwriter. He came from Nashville. He's an amazing talent, him and his wife, just great people. Really Jesus with, you know, skin, Jesus with skin on, basically. They just took, you know, shepherding over my life and just made Jesus really real. And so I got to be in his band. And, you know, he's up in Missouri now with his wife, and they're doing really great. And so I guess I started singing at Hillcrest with the choir there and just being a part of different projects. And but ever since, you know, before that, I was in some Dallas, you know, just local Dallas musician bands here. Ernest Colvin was one of them, and also Infinity. I've worked with Darwin Martin, who's actively a working musician here in Dallas-Fort Worth. And so that is kind of where I've been in Dallas, but I've been just, you know, really blessed to be able to be in some different projects. And I'm excited to see what else is going to be happening, you know, and what is coming along. Yeah.
Cool. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Suzanne Benavides Sutherland, or just plain Suzanne, as she would like to recall.
That's a long
Gems
name, right?
of Grace. Yeah, I know. Gems of Grace, who are they?
Yes. Well, Gems of Grace is actually a new songwriting team. It is, she's actually in Flower Mound. Her name's Regina Ducker, and myself. And we are actually collaborating together, and we're writing some original Christian music. And it is really cool because we have seen totally God sitting with us, like as far as putting this thing together. We have the similar thoughts. We're going to hear this particular phrase or this rhythm or this melody goes with something she's written. It's been really cool. So we've got a couple of songs. We've got one song already done, and we've got another one on the way, and a couple more that are actually ideas. And that's just kind of coming really quick. And that's something that I've always wanted to do, and I've done some work with other people before here and there throughout the years, but now it's actually, I'm actually in a group now that we're going to be doing this on a regular basis. And it's really a ministry more than anything. It's just to help others to, you know that there's hope in the Lord and that, you know, you can reach out to him and he's there with you. He's never going to leave you. And, you know, that's, to me, that's what music's about. It's just encouraging each other, lifting each other up, not tearing us down, but lifting everybody up. And
keeping it positive.
We all need that, don't we? We all need that in life. There's too much negativism. So
ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for it. That's exactly right.
There you go.
That's it. And yeah, I just feel really led to do that and to write. And so I think, you know, that season is opening up and I'm able to do more of it, you know. So I will definitely like to come on again and I'll be able to give you those new songs when those are ready for you.
All right. King of the Nations, when can we expect that to be, when will we expect that to happen?
Okay, King of the Nations is coming this December. Did y'all hear, everybody hear that? It's this December, like coming up really, really soon. The dates are December 4th, which is a Friday, and that's going to be in McKinney. And then the next date is December the 12th, and also at St. Gabriel's Church in McKinney. And then December the 22nd is a Tuesday. For those who, you know, work on the weekend and can't do it, we have a Tuesday night show, and that's going to be at 8 o'clock at the Plano Courtyard Theater. So you guys, I just, you know, want to tell everybody, this is a very special project. Jocelyn has labored. He has poured his heart into this. All original Christmas music that is based on the Nativity. So it's it's so amazing, Jason. You should have seen how everything came together. Like, for example, we were doing the shoot out in this Texas. It was actually a Texas field. It looked like a desert. And like,
really?
So you should have seen how, yeah, it was just, he needed a donkey and he needed, you know, the Mary and Joseph to be walking in the desert, right? Well, everything came together. The people that had the land, the people that had the donkey, the weather was perfect. The sunrise, I mean, the sunset was perfect. It was just
a wise
really,
man and everything.
It was very cool. It was just really cool how things came together. And he has, you know, labored over this for, gosh, a good 6 years. And I've seen it all come together. And it's just really been a joy and a privilege to be able to work on this project. And I'm just real excited. This is something that's going to be new, that's going to happen yearly. And kind of like, you know where Trans-Siberian Orchestra is? You know that
show?
Oh,
I heard of them.
Yeah, well, I've been to their concert, and it's really exhilarating, okay? It's incredible. And so this is the same thing that's going to be with this production. It's going to happen every year. It's just exciting. It's all, like I said, based on the Nativity, based around Christ's birth, and all original songs. So it's just been really a labor of love. I mean, you got to come. You're going to come, right? Did you get a ticket already, Jason?
No, I don't have a ticket, unfortunately.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, we're going to have to fix that, right?
we'll see what we can do.
Okay. All right.
Now, Christian music is not only music. Let me repeat that, 30JK Nation.
Mm-hmm.
Christian music is not only music. It goes much further. It encourages spiritual growth. It inspires the soul. That's your quote, Suzanne. Explain.
Well, I think that it's kind of like, you know, when you have a song, you know, you can make it, you know, you want it with music. It's such a universal theme. It could be in any language, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can either pull somebody up or you can put somebody down. It evokes emotion. So I think when you can create a song or sing something that is, first of all, up, of course, that it has a meaningful message, then, wow, people are touched. People are encouraged. And if it's with me, like, for example, I am a believer in Jesus, and I know how Jesus has helped my life and healed my life, and I'm still broken, and he is still healing, and I just feel like I want to tell everybody, you know, that there is hope in the Lord, you know, just reach out to him, and it's not being religious, it's just being, having that one-on-one relationship with Jesus, and it's awesome. I mean, he really comes through. He's really there when the rubber meets the road. You know, he's there for you. And what's so cool is that, you know, we just have to be open to that gift that he gives us. And I feel like music is a tool that where we can express ourselves, and we can, like I said, encourage others, you know, in whatever they're going through. We don't even know sometimes what strangers are going through. We don't even know. But you know what? The Lord does. He knows what they're going through. He knows what they're walking through. So that is why I feel like I want to do Christian music, is because the way the Lord has treated me and the way he has changed my life and he has helped me and he has shown me how real he is, that I want to give back something eternal to someone, give them hope, give them, you know, something that they can come closer to God with. Does that make sense?
I hear you.
Yeah.
Well, now we're going to pause for a little bit and listen to a little bit of what you're singing about, and we'll have everybody listen. And
what song did you choose?
I'm going to choose I Am For You. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Suzanne on 30JK. My name is Jason Kelly. Thanks for listening.
Jason?
Wow.
Thank you.
I can't believe it. Did you hear that, 30JK Nation? That was Suzanne singing, I Am For You.
Mm.
Now, what was going through your mind when you wrote that, Suzanne?
Well, actually, I did not write that. That is one of the songs I do sing at St. Gabriel's. I do work there every Saturday and at the 5 o'clock service. And that is one song that, you know, I do like, and I think it's beautiful. I think it speaks a lot, you know, just God's heart that he is for you. And so we recorded it. So I'm glad you like that one. That's one of the ones I like. But if you're looking for an original song, God's Love Letter is one of the ones that I did write. I have a story with that one. You want to hear?
Oh, let's do that right now. It's right here on 30JK.
Okay.
My name is Jason Kelly, and welcome to the party. I'm trying to get the music up. Sorry for the technical difficulties here.
I was going to say, if you wanted to, you could play one of the King of the Nation songs. But I know you and Justin will.
Well, we'll work something out. We'll work something out.
Yeah.
Suzanne Sutherland is here. And any advice for future singers out there?
Any advice for them?
Yeah, any advice for any future?
Yeah, I would just say, just really, look at the different types of music that you really feel that you really enjoy doing. What is it? Because I went through a period of different genres that I really wanted to do, and I did them, and then it was like, oh, I think I want to try this or I want to do that. It's like a candy shop. You just keep trying. And even now, I do a lot of different versatility type of stuff. It's a lot of fun, music itself, just to perform. But as far as singers, just really go look in your heart and see where, you really feel like, ask God, where do you want me to go, with this? I want to bless somebody. I want my music to count. And I just... He'll take you, he'll take you on an adventure. But I'd say just continue working on your craft. Don't ever stop. It's never too late. I think, if you want to improve on anything, you just have to keep at it and practice just like anything else. And,
yeah, because I'm a hip hopper myself. I'm a hip hopper myself.
Yeah.
I love things that really, really, really ring out and really, really bump and really jam,
Mm-hmm.
I love funky music.
Mm-hmm.
I love rock music. I love all sorts of music. I love music, period.
I know. It's a lot of fun, isn't it? It's like a candy shop. There's a lot of different kinds of music out there. It's fun. It's awesome.
At the end of the day, Suzanne, it's all about being yourself
Right.
Not really caring about what other people have to say, but the big man himself.
Exactly. That's it. What do you feel in your heart that you want to do, And do that, Where you feel like you're for yourself, you're happy. That's what you want to do, you want to use your gift.
By the way, speaking of Jocelyn D'Souza, I will have him on 30JK Nation tomorrow.
Yes.
Tomorrow.
Yes,
tomorrow,
right.
Tomorrow. Mañana. As the Spanish-speaking people would say, 4
that's
o'clock
right,
on Saturday.
Los cuatro
so please make a note. Yep.
So everybody listen in tomorrow, and Jocelyn will tell you more about the production. And can I give the website to the production? It's
yes,
www.nativityconcert.com. And Jason, can you put that on your website, just the website for the Nativity Concert?
I sure will on my Facebook page, definitely. Repeat that
awesome.
For those of them that are tuning in or just missed it.
Yeah,
it's www.nativityconcert.com.
Right. .com. And you'll see there's the trailer there and then as well as the tickets. And so go check it out if you haven't. It's going to be worth it. If you want to go and see a great original Christmas production, something new, then go ahead and come on and get your ticket and come to the show. I'd love to meet you.
Yeah. Jason, follow Suzanne.
You...
Yeah, thank you. No problem. Follow Suzanne on Twitter. It's Suzanne Sings. That's Suzanne, no E, Sings. and Jocelyn Music. It's Jocelyn Music. Mm-hmm. If I spelled that correctly.
You got it perfect. Jocelyn Music. Exactly.
And don't forget to check out Jocelyn D'Souza and Susan Benavides Sutherland on Facebook.
That's right. And don't forget to see Jason's all his upcoming shows and for tomorrow especially. With Jocelyn.
Yeah, there you go.
He's gonna be talking about King of the Nation. So you gotta check it out. And I love it. So thank you, Jason, so much for just this time, and I really appreciate it. It's been a lot of fun.
Hey, fun is my forte. It's what I do, baby.
I know. You're good at it.
Well, thank you for joining us, and I'll talk with you a little bit later, okay?
All right. That's awesome. Thanks, Jason.
All right.
You're great.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you.
Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Suzanne Sutherland, King of the Nations. I will definitely put up that link so that you can check it out yourself. NativityConcert.com, all right? And that will put a wraps on this special edition of the J. Hey, I can't wait to see you back here again tomorrow as we, like we just mentioned, bring you Jocelyn D'Souza, keyboardist, composer, producer. Special time, an exclusive time for Central to Pacific over Blog Talk Radio. Also, on the 6th of November, my main man, Mr. Orico Marquez, Mr. American Curves himself, loving the ladies, hot girl, nonstop, yes. He's got a brand new magazine out called Eve, and knowing Rico, oh, yeah. All you red-blooded males out there, watch out. He's going to get you with some gorgeous girls like you wouldn't believe. Check him out next time on Blog Talk Radio. All right. Jason Kelly. That's my name. Fun is my forte. Rocking the mic all night and all day. You know the rest. Horns up, head up, keep your chin up, because that's what Blue Devils always do, all day, all night, all the time, and we will see you back here for another hot and exciting episode of 30JK. Till the next time, as always imparting, it's a J thing. Sissy, we gone. Bye-bye. Get ready.